WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The final push before Election Day for Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump, with Harris rallying supporters in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
Let us remind everyone, your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
More from CBS's Weijia Zhang.
They're storming the state with five strategic stops, hoping to maintain that edge. Like Scranton, where Biden was born and raised, hoping support for him will transfer. She also visited Allentown and Reading, home to nearly 67,000 Puerto Ricans.
Trump also stopped in Pittsburgh and talked about fentanyl flowing from Mexico over the southern border.
If they don't stop this poison from flooding into our country, and they can stop it by not accepting it from China, and I'm doing the same thing with China, we're going to tariff the hell out of them.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Trump will finish the way he finished his last two campaigns, with a rally here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And at 78 years old, he has said he is not running for president again, making this his last ever rally as a candidate.
The Defense Department says it stands ready to help states tomorrow. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says National Guard members have been activated in six states from coast to coast, and assistance will also be available in the nation's capital.
It is routine practice for the DOD to authorize the D.C. National Guard to support or augment security for large-scale events in the district, and activated guardsmen will remain under the command and control of the D.C. National Guard.
The voting is closed for unionized factory workers at Boeing who were deciding whether to accept a contract offer. Their strike has lasted more than 7 weeks. Machinist Cody Martin says he voted yes.
The strike didn't come lightly, but the decision was pretty much there because of, you know, the initial offer. It wasn't up to par, and it wasn't anything that we all expected.
The new offer would raise pay rates by 38% over 4 years, but still no Boeing pension. A former Ohio police officer has been found guilty in the fatal shooting of Andre Hill, an unarmed black man.
We, the jury, being duly impounded and sworn, to find the defendant, Adam Coy, guilty of murder as he stands charged in count one of the indictment.
Coy, who is white, testified he thought Hill was holding a gun during a confrontation in a garage. Hill had a cell phone and keys in his hand. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Rafael is forecast to become a hurricane in the Northwest Caribbean near the Cayman Islands, with further strengthening before it makes landfall in Cuba. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Turang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool. A little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain is possible in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms move through. Patchy fog around as well. Lower 60s at daybreak. We'll have a light south breeze. The election day forecast continues to look wet with showers and storms. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's a brand new week. Might be the last week of our having a democracy in America. You know, you just never know. I guess technically it wouldn't be because the transfer of power doesn't happen until January 20th. But who knows? The New York Times has a big story on their front page about how over on Telegram, you know, the Russian-operated communications channel, I guess you'd call it, there are thousands, tens of thousands of Americans who are planning for violence after the election if Donald Trump loses. It's rather troubling. Anyhow, who needs democracy inside America's billionaire's brazen attempt at fascism? I want to talk about that today. Also, is Donald Trump trying to lose or is he just losing his mind? We'll get into that. And a crazy alert. They're killing the squirrels. Georgia Republicans make a crazy case for Donald Trump. And Troy Miller is going to drop by at the end of this first hour. He's running for a state office, a state house in West Virginia. My former producer. And he's pushing for votes and he wants to talk about saving Social Security and Medicare. In the second hour of our program, our buddy Greg Palast is going to drop by. He's got a new piece out, How Trump Won, a warning. Wisconsin Dems are getting threatening letters in their mailboxes. The New York Times came out today with a full-page, fold-out editorial that calls on Americans to vote to end the Trump era. And Bloomberg weighs in as well. I'll share those with you in the second hour of our program. And in the third hour of our program, Sabrina Hake has a new op-ed out. Is Fox News the reason why this race is so close? And I'll share parts of that with you. I think it's fascinating. Sabrina has been on the program before. She won't be on today, but it's a fascinating piece. It's a good piece. So to start out, tomorrow is Election Day, and we are in the midst of probably what's going to end up to be a $15 to $20 billion election. According to Open Secrets, so far $16 billion has been spent on this election. In the seven most tightly contested Senate races, billionaire spending on Republican candidates is outpacing Democratic spending by 7-1. This is not how democracy is supposed to work. You know, the demos in the word democracy means the people. Democracies are supposed to fulfill the will of the people. You know, add in the protections for minority groups that a republic provides, and you have what their founders called Republican democracy, or what we refer to as a democratic republic. We used to think that if billionaires participated in politics in a big way, all they'd want to do is lower their taxes, right? Back when we were naive. But then in 2010, five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote after having been well bribed by Harlan Crow and others, Clarence Thomas said, no, no, you can give unlimited amounts of money for all practical purposes to, you know, billionaires can and corporations can to politicians and political contests because, you know, billionaires, you know, their money is actually speech. And corporations, they don't have even have a mouth, and so their money is speech. And so here we are. We have seen in the last 24 years or 14 years now since Citizens United an absolute explosion of massive wealth. I mean, this never in American history have we seen anything like this. The top 10 billionaire contributions, families by political contributions this year. The Mellon family, Timothy Mellon specifically, $172 million going to Republicans. The Adelson family, $137 million going to Republicans. The Musk family, $133 million going to Republicans. The Ulein family, $132 million going to Republicans. The Griffin family, $102 million going to Republicans. The Yaz family, $87 million going to Republicans. The Singer family, $57 million going to Republicans. Not a single billionaire providing over $50 million to Democrats. Not one. Closest we've got is the Bloomberg family putting in $45 million and the Simons family putting in $46 million. And why do we have this? Because of Citizens United. Because, five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now we have six corrupt Republicans, but back then it was five in 2010, said, we don't mind if the billionaires buy our elections. They bought us, so they can buy you too. Now, there has been some pushback against this. Back in 2020, Alaskans voted to require a really high level of transparency, around political donations in their state. And as a result, a billionaire-backed group has sued repeatedly. They sued at a local level. Then they got a federal district court. Then they got taken to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which said, no, this law is just fine, as did the lower court. And now they're trying to get it before the Supreme Court. And similarly in Arizona, Arizonans passed by a 73% margin this new law, Proposition 211, that requires groups buying politicians or elections to disclose their expenditures. The billionaire-funded Goldwater Institute is fighting that one in the courts, arguing that those poor billionaires, if their purchases of politicians or judges or elections are known, will, quote, be subject to violence, harassment, and the risk of cancellation. Oh, those poor dears. And then you've got, people like Elon Musk. I mean, it reminds me of what Louis Brandeis famously said. He said, America, we must make a choice. We can have democracy in this country or we can have great wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. And this is now metastasized from the federal level all the way down to local races. I mean, literally local judges, local sheriffs, local, county boards, school boards. Billionaire money is everywhere in America right now. And in this regard, we are truly exceptional. We are the only developed country in the world that allows this. We're also the only developed country in the world that has student debt problems or medical debt problems, and they're all from the same source, right? Right-wing billionaires. Canada has an absolute ban on corporate donations. Corporations may not give to any candidate. And on individuals, you're limited to $1,700 per politician or per party per year. That's it. And there's also a limit on how much money can be spent. And all donors who give over $200 in Canada have to have their name, address, and the amount and the person that they donated to disclosed. Compare that to the $172,003,300 that billionaire Timothy Mellon has given Republicans this year, or Miriam Adelson's $131 million. And that's the money we know of. The majority of the billionaire contributions this year are going to be going through groups like, I believe Donors Trust is one of them. I may be wrong. I'll have you double check that. But there are these dark money groups that basically launder money on behalf of billionaires so that by the time that money hits a campaign, their name is no longer associated with it. And also, Republicans have been aggressively recruiting morbidly rich individuals because the Supreme Court, in their Buckley decision back in 76, in the Buckley decision, they said that individual candidates can give unlimited amounts of money to their own campaigns. So Republicans reached out to guys like Rick Scott, you know, who ran ACA, the hospital chain. When he was president of ACA, they were convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in American history. He made hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, from running that organization, and is using his own money now to buy his Senate campaign in Florida. No limits. We really need to overturn Citizens United. I don't know how to put it other than that. Congress can do it. It's just that you have to have a democratically controlled Congress, which means that you and I have to get out there and vote. We have a billionaire problem in America. But we've had billionaire problems before. We did in the 1880s. We put into place the Sherman Act. We did in the 1930s. And FDR called them out. He called them the economic royalists. And he put them back in their place with a 90% income tax bracket. We could do it again.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Let me rephrase that. We can do it again if enough of us get out and vote today and tomorrow. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, but they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote and learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Visit ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and get a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Justice and truth buried deep in the ground, sold to the highest bidder without a sound. Elections they claim to be fair and free, but look close
there
enough, it's a billionaire spree.
22 minutes past the hour. CNN's Van Jones this weekend kind of freaked out. You saw this clip of Donald Trump, I guess the clinical term is fellating the microphone, pretending to give it a BJ, I guess. Abby Phillip played it and said, this is obscene. And Van Jones said, could it be that he doesn't actually want to be president? I think he's just, he's 78 years old, and I'm in my 70s. I get it. This is not an ageist comment, but you get in your 70s, and a certain percentage of people start losing it. And I think this is further evidence. One of the early things that people start losing is their inhibitory capability, the ability of their brain to stop things that they're thinking from going out their mouth, from being said. And, the next day he comes out and he says, if anybody wants to try to assassinate me, as long as you shoot through the press box, that's fine with me, right? He's got bulletproof glass in front of him now. But there was apparently a gap in it right in the middle. And he's like, if you're going to shoot there, you're going to have to shoot through the media. Strange. I mean, it's just strange. In fact, here's another one. This, Sean, I'm going to play this audio out of my computer. In this one, this is Donald Trump saying that he wants to build a missile defense shield like Israel has. By the way, we already have this. and that he wants to put Herschel Walker, who day before yesterday came out and said, yes, we all need to go out and vote for Don Jr. Herschel Walker, who doesn't even know who's running for president, Herschel Walker, who lied about having a military record, who paid for his partner to have an abortion and then ran for the Senate against abortion. Herschel Walker, who said, "It stops on Tuesday when we vote for my friend and your friend, Donald Trump Jr." This is what Donald Trump had to say about that.
"We will build a missile defense shield, all made in the USA, wrapped around our country to defend ourselves and our country. It's all going to be made in the United States, and a lot of it in your great state. We'll put Herschel Walker in charge of that little sucker, okay?"
Yeah. As I said, I mean, we already have it, and Herschel Walker's not running it, but I'm telling you, it's getting weird. Even non-Trump Republican, this is Matt Gaetz talking about how women who are upset about Roe being overturned are all fat and ugly. He's been interviewed by a reporter. Here it is. This is Matt Gaetz.
"Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?"
"Yes."
"What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?"
"Be offended."
Yeah, yeah, right. Isn't he slick? Isn't he cute? Isn't he smart? What an ass. I mean, I just, oh, geez. And then on top of that, down in Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Collins, they're really upset that in New York, this guy had a tame squirrel and a tame possum, and it's against the law to have wild animals. And the Department of Health or whatever it was came out to check on it, and the squirrel bit the worker. Which means immediately, you know, everybody's got to get tested for rabies, you got to get rabies shots, and the animal gets euthanized. So Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Collins are going off on this rant. Collins says, "Things gotten so bad that they're killing the pets, they're killing the squirrels, they're killing the raccoons." And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, "Democrats in New York City went in and raided a home to kill a squirrel. They did it to kill a squirrel." Well, it wasn't New York City, but it was New York State. It was Pine City. And, and therefore, we're all supposed to vote for Donald Trump because somehow when squirrels bite city workers and people think there's... somebody's going to have to explain this to me. I'm guessing it's not possible because, that, you know, after all, this is a Republican. Oh, geez. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break here. What's on your mind today as we head toward this election? And just a reminder that in about 20 minutes, Troy Miller will be with us for a little 4 or 5 minute segment about what's going on in West Virginia. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back with your calls. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, right. T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Harris both spent some of the final day of the campaign in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Harris in Pittsburgh.
Are we ready to do this? We're ready to get out the vote. We're ready to win.
Trump was also in Pittsburgh before heading to Michigan.
We're going to win North Carolina. We're going to defeat Kamala. And we're going to make America great again.
The first polls open in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire at midnight Eastern Time. Boeing workers are voting on the company's latest contract offer. Machinist Dash Morley.
It's no secret that Boeing's not doing that great, you know, and I think it would be best for everybody if everybody went back to work.
He predicts the vote will be close. The offer from Boeing includes a raise, but there is no pension. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain is possible in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms move through. Patchy fog around as well. Lower 60s at daybreak. We'll have a light south breeze. The election day forecast continues to look wet with showers and storms. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Kronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A nonpartisan issue that I have been able to have some luck in getting people that are on the bubble of not voting or either undecided voting, and it's Kamala's stance on dying with dignity. One of the major stamps she has a plank on having Medicare and Medicaid come in to the homes of our loved ones that are elderly. I just lost my mom and dad miserably at a rest home for the last 3.5 years. We paid $6,000 a month.
Whoa.
And if I didn't have somebody there, I wasn't there making sure they wasn't being neglected or abused, then the squeaking wheel was going to get to grease the other person that had loved ones there. And that's because they're stretched out so thin. It's unnatural. It's money-making operation. And she has a plan to have Medicare and Medicaid pay for professional help to come in to the homes and let people die. We're all going to get old and die with dignity. And I have had a lot of good response from people that I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. I'm really not sold on Kamala. And I tell them, well, may I explain to you why I'm going to vote for her? And when I tell them this, they go, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So if somebody, I know it's getting kind of late, but I'm headed to phone banking. I'm trying to make a difference. We're talking to the 5% that are undecided in the blue wall. Yeah. So I'm just trying to pass it on.
Maybe. That is great, Richard. I'm assuming that you're probably talking to boomers.
I'm talking it's a computerized phone banking where it's just constantly dialing, and you have a list of phone numbers that are in different states. You exhaust that one, and you go to another state. And I'm talking to anybody who picks up the phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to get some of these people that are just ardent Trump supporters that say stuff like, well, how come she hadn't done it in 4 years? Obviously, they don't understand civics and just how much a vice president can do and can't do.
Right.
But so I explained to him, well, okay, let's just say that what you're saying is true. So you don't want her to do it at all just because she didn't get it done in the last 4 years? I mean, don't you have some of them I can actually got to. Some of them are just impossible. But the phone banking, it just keeps me from going crazy. I'm trying to do something besides sit there.
That's great.
And
I get it, Richard. I've been thinking that, you know, the two issues that the Harris campaign really could have spent a lot more time and effort on were, number one, the one that you're talking about, which is, you know, having Medicare funding, you know, home health care basically for elderly people, and keeping people in their homes instead of nursing homes. And the second one is legalizing marijuana nationwide, and, you know, which will activate young people, because I think the nursing home one will activate boomers. And then the big challenge is to get the people in the middle, you know, the millennials and the Gen Xers.
Both of those sooner.
Yeah. Richard, thanks for the inspiration. That was great. And keep up the great work. God bless you. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm calling this election a dictionary election because it's going to define who we are as Americans, whether common sense is going to emerge or we're going to end up in Jesus' shadow. I'm going to have 4 more years of darkness, hatred, chaos. And
yeah, are we the nation of the Murdoch family, or are we the nation of you know, the rest of us?
Just disappear.
thought, in this election, we get to decide whether or not we still value truth and honesty and justice. And the amazing thing is a number of people who fled the Republican Party. You know, they lost Liz and Dick Cheney and Nick Fuentes. Forbes reported more than 100 former GOP members, and the New York Times reported more than 700 current national security officials all back Harris. There's very little left in the GOP but a hollowed-out husk.
Right. And a cult.
The thing that's interesting is that the Republican Party has not run on issues for a long, long time. In 2020, they had no political platform, just Trump. And this time, they're running on the right-wing Project 2025, which have limited support in this nation.
Right.
And the only way the GOP has been able to continue is through sowing doubt and chaos and suppression and cheating. You know, in other countries, our traitors are executed on the spot. But in America, it's different. We don't use flamethrowers and tanks or napalm to put down the opposition. But we do have a candidate who thinks military intervention is a good thing in our election processes. And it's okay for mobs to try to hang Mike Pence. If I had my way, this election will expose these toxic men and women, and their own political party will ban them for 15 years to life.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll get federal housing for that period of time as well.
Well, I think, I Donald Trump is going to go to prison. I really believe it. And, I think Judge Juan Merchan is going to sentence him to prison, after the election, after he loses. And that's just the beginning. And Jack Smith is coming after him with both barrels. He is fighting to stay out of jail. And he will do or say anything, including encouraging people to kill each other and kill the press
absolutely.
And kill Democrats. He will do or say anything. There is no lie too bizarre for him to keep himself out of jail. The guy is terrified. And he has every reason to be. He's been a criminal his whole life, and it's finally catching up with him. Randy, thank you for the call. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Well, I'm calling. I wanted to just mention something before I go on. And I hope that somebody's listening out here from the Trump campaign, because I want to explain something. You know, you have to wait until all the votes are actually in before you declare victory. Wow, that's such a novel concept. Imagine that. Duh. That's what you're supposed to do anyway. And these idiots, he gets up there and, oh, I'm going to declare victory. Well, go right ahead, you stupid. I mean, go right ahead. We went through this 4 years ago. You lost then. You're going to lose again.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get that off my chest. Number two, pardon. I want to know why it is Biden is not addressing our country to let us know that things are going to be all right tomorrow. He is the president. He instead of sitting there saying, oh, it's not going to be a peaceful transition, well, thank you so much. We need to know that everything's going to be okay. And we also need to know that if these troublemakers, Trump and his little minions, go out there and try to stir trouble, then it's time for Biden to send the military out on them. He has the right to do this, and we need to preserve the peace. We should not have to feel like we're being held hostage by these people. I'm sick of it. I know you probably are. I'm sure a lot of other audience members are, too. This is our country, too. This is not the United States of Donald J. Trump and his little MAGA cult. It's not the United States of Republicans, and it's not the United States of Democrats. It's called the United States of America, for heaven's sake. And we're letting these monsters just run roughshod over everything and do whatever they want. Well, no, you cannot do. I'm so glad you just mentioned that a moment ago, Tom, because you know what? I don't really care about Donald Trump. You know what? Maybe he should have thought about that before he decided to commit the crimes that he did. Why should the rest of us have to suffer because of him, because of his stupidity and his insanity? And I hope they are listening right now, because you know what? Quite frankly, the reason why he lost several years ago is because he's a miserable excuse for a human being just as much as he was a miserable excuse for a president. We don't want that in this country. Many of us, and I've talked to a lot of people, I have, and I've campaigned in 2020 and in 2022, and I tell you, I do not think these polls are – I don't think that this election is as close as they're trying to delude us into believing with these polls. I think she's going to wipe the floor clean with this man, and I think Democrats are going to get the Congress and the Senate. That's what I truly believe, because people are tired of this MAGA.
I hope you're right, Stephen. I really hope you're right. It's the billionaire money. It's hard to underestimate.
Well, I want to just say something if I could for a moment.
Let me just finish what I'm saying. We saw this here in Portland. We had a great candidate in the Democratic primaries, and AIPAC came in. I realize AIPAC is not a billionaire. They just represent a bunch of billionaires, mostly Israeli. And they just came in and squashed her like a bug. I mean, and they've done that now to four candidates. We had the fossil fuel industry take down, an initiative in Washington State. It's like this big money. I'm very concerned about the Senate races. Okay, your final thoughts, Stephen.
Well, I just wanted to say, there are some wealthy people that are supporting Harris. Warren Buffett is. And before you mentioned Timothy Mellon, his stepmother, Rachel Bunny Mellon, was a Democrat. She was. And she would have been appalled by what her stepson's doing right now, because I know she didn't like what he was doing when she was alive, even.
Yep.
So there are some people, obviously, out there. You know, you could also make the argument, too, these Archie Bunker types that support Donald Trump. They're just as bad.
Yeah, I get it. Stephen, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls, although on the other side of this break, Troy Miller is going to drop by for a couple of minutes and share with us what's going on in West Virginia. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Doc Media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with your calls. And as I said, good luck.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important, and yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The
Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom.
With your lies and schemes, turn our nights to restless dreams. Packed up the truth and threw it away, but we're here now to say, hey, hey, hit the road, jump, and don't look back no more, no more.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour on the line with us. My old friend, Troy Miller. He was once a producer for this program and others, and we worked very closely together. He helped edit Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, in fact, the third edition of it. He is now a candidate in West Virginia for House District 98 and the Appalachia Organizer for Social Security Works. His website, Troy for West Virginia, troyforwv.com. And on Twitter, it's Troy N. Miller. Troy, welcome back to the program. So how are things going in West Virginia?
It's very exciting. You know, it's just like everywhere else in the country. It's a very exciting time to be paying attention politically. Our early voting numbers are quite high. And some of that's because they changed the rules for absentee ballots since 2020. But what I'll say is, you know, it's been 10 years since I started working with you as a call screener back then. Three different Trump elections now, which is mind-boggling to think about how long it's been in this sort of world. And as your callers have been coming in and saying, you know, there's a lot of excitement for Harris Walz here in West Virginia. I am under no illusion that Donald Trump will win the electoral votes in this state, and he'll win the popular vote in this state. But by how much is really up for grabs. And I think that the Republicans up and down the ballot, the Republican voters, are very excited to vote for Trump again. But how much they'll actually vote up or down the ballot is left to be decided. They have been turning out in droves for early voting, which is by my standpoint, frankly, very exciting any which way. I mean, the more voters we have, the more people we have voting, the greater turnout we have, the better it is for our country.
Yep.
It's on the eve of Election Day. This is my first time running as a candidate in a partisan election that wasn't just within the Democratic Party. And I think we've successfully scared my opponent in the Republican Party, who had to kind of come in the last month and put their hands on the scale a little bit. Which I don't want to talk too much about, because I want to end this campaign the way we've carried it out, which is talking about, you know, the economic bill of rights and how we can secure these rights for all West Virginians and for all Americans. And one of the things I'm coming away from this campaign with is we need a sort of a left wing for the people equivalent of the American Legislative Exchange Council, right? They generate all of this pro-corporate culture war type stuff while they pick our pockets. And any Republican who gets elected across the country immediately has this sort of ensemble of legislation that they can mad lib their name and state to and push through. And we need something like that on the left. We need something like that can be working for working people, because here at these state races, if I win, I'll need to get to work on day one. And drafting legislation is, I think, no walk in the park, especially when you're trying to compare across different states with different structures and things like this. I've talked a little bit now, but I'd love to hear any other questions you have, because I could just keep on talking until the break.
I get it. And, you know, the wonders of starting as a Tom Hartman call screener. Troy, are you running against an incumbent?
I am not running against an incumbent.
So it's an open seat?
It's an open, so it's sort of an open seat, because in September, a member of the West Virginia Racing Commission, which oversees thoroughbred and greyhound racing in West Virginia, died. And so the person who held this seat was then appointed by the governor to that seat on the Racing Commission. When they did that, the governor then appointed my opponent to the vacancy left open there. Uh-huh. And so it was an open seat. It's not an open seat anymore, but he also hasn't been elected.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ways that I see.
Is he a Trumpy Republican you're running against?
That's how he's kind of run himself. I mean, they've tried to, in Jefferson County, it's very interesting because I imagine this is true across the country. When Republicans get into power, they really are out for money and power locally. And so all of a sudden, recently, there's been a lot of pushback against the Republican establishment. And so everyone's trying to be as Trumpy as possible without being necessarily in with the establishment Republicans here.
Oh, that's interesting.
And also trying to appeal to the moderate. The independents will ultimately decide this race. By registration, the Republicans could easily win it. But frankly, I think I might get a number of Republican votes from his primary opponent and people who supported her.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah, fascinating. And I'm assuming that Jim Justice, the governor who's running for the Senate, the Republican, is almost certainly going to win the Senate seat, right?
He's proclaimed that, certainly. His opponent, Glenn Elliott, has done a lot of good work. He's worked in 55 counties. He's talked to thousands and thousands of voters. And the big thing that he's up against is that a lot of West Virginians simply don't know who he is, which is why Jim Justice has been very strategic to avoid debating him or anything else. But Jim Justice has declared he's going to be a part-time senator, basically. It's a real shame that we're going to...
Just like the guy he's replacing. All right. Troy Miller. Check out Troy's website, troyforwv.com, and Troy N. Miller on Twitter. Troy, good luck. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you, and I'll take your line. Get out there, get active. The conversation wouldn't be happening if I weren't running. He would have already won the seat, and so thank you.
There you go. You're welcome. Thank you, Troy.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dawn plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special civic media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.